Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflections on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 24. Our readings for today, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 to 34. Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104, and Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 to chapter 4, verse 5, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, we come to you, the source and center of all our hope. We come to you longing to trust you more, ready to confess the poverty of our faith. We come to wait patiently to be still in your presence. We come that your love and your kindness, your truth and your holiness might touch and change our lives. We come that in our worship or coming might be a confession, that you first came to us and for us. We come, and our coming is in itself a prayer of commitment. Speak to us, Lord, that we may speak and serve in your name. Amen. Our hymn, Christ Be Our Light.
Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we'll be right back.
We pray the collect for Proper 24, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A Future of Hope. A Future of Hope. For many persons, hope is the general feeling that some desire will be fulfilled, or simply that tomorrow will be a better day. The Word of God, however, tells us that hope is the confident expectation of the fulfillment of what God has promised, and its strength is in God's faithfulness. The prophet Jeremiah was called to be a prophet to the nations. He was appointed to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. Jeremiah carried out his mandate to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, by communicating God's judgment on Judah. After centuries of disobedience, the northern kingdom of Israel was conquered by the Assyrian Empire, and its citizens dispersed throughout the world. About 150 years later, the Babylonian Empire conquered the southern kingdom of Judah, and its citizens were taken into exile in Babylon. In Jeremiah chapter 29, the Lord promises that after 70 years in exile, he will fulfill his promise and bring them back to their land. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are complete will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. The Lord makes a promise which the Lord will fulfill, and there is hope for the people of God. The Lord continues, for surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. The people of God could have hope, the confident expectation of the fulfillment of what God promised. God had a 100% record of keeping God's promises. Therefore, in confident hope, they had the assurance that God's promises would be fulfilled. In today's reading from Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah's words are associated with his mandate to build and to plant. The Lord declares, "The days are coming when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with seeds of humans and the seeds of animals. And just as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring evil, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 28. The Lord oversaw the destruction, and the Lord will oversee their restoration. The Lord made another promise of hope, a promise that gave the confident expectation of fulfillment because of the complete fulfillment of God's promises in the past. Because the Lord's faithfulness, the people of God could look forward to a bright future, one with a renewed relationship with God. God gives the people another reason for hope. God will make a new covenant with them. "The days are coming," says the Lord, "when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband," says the Lord. Jeremiah 31, verse 32. God gives God's people more reason to hope, the promise of a new covenant. God was always faithful to the old covenant. They were the ones who broke the covenant relationship. With the new covenant, they would have the confident expectation that God would keep God's promise. They would therefore have hope. In the new covenant, God will amend the scope of punishment and make it easier for the people to keep their part of the agreement. The Lord said, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law within them and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, 'Know the Lord,' for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." Isaiah 31, verses 33 and 34. The people of God could face the future with confident expectation, that is, with hope, because the Lord will put a new law within them. It will be written on their heart, the heart which controls thoughts, words, and actions. The law will no longer be external, but internal. They will have a new heart and therefore a much better chance to keep the law of God and not depart from the covenant relationship. Life should certainly be better for them. They would certainly have a future of hope. The Lord makes another promise that will certainly give the people a better prospect for the future. "Before they went into exile," the Lord said, "I will remember their iniquity and punish their sins." Jeremiah 14, verse 10. "But now," the Lord says, "I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sins no more." Jeremiah 31, verse 34. The people of God will have their sins forgiven. They will be able to resume a right relationship with God. They could look forward to a bright, prosperous future as the people of God with their sins forgiven. Certainly a future of hope. At the recently concluded Lambeth Conference, the Archbishop of Canterbury, His Grace Justin Welby, stated, "Hope is what God has for us. It is not based on wishful thinking or fantasy. It is bound up with Christ. Hope cannot be separated from the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Hope can confront situations of despair and human death based on what God has said and what Jesus in his life, death, and resurrection has done." Unquote. In the parable of the unjust judge in today's gospel, Jesus points us to the glorious hope that God, unlike the unjust judge, will grant his children justice quickly. God will not delay in responding to prayers. God will always respond when the time is right. Therefore, as disciples of Christ, we should be persistent in prayer, knowing that God will respond at the right time. God the Father, through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, offers us a future of hope. The good things that God has for us will come to pass if we remain faithful disciples of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. We lift our eyes, O Lord, to the quiet hills of your presence. Preserve us from all evil and malicious intent. Watch over us, O Lord. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. We lift our eyes, O Lord, to your justice. Guide all who sit in judgment or whose political office gives responsibility over common life. Watch over us, O Lord. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. We lift our eyes, O Lord, to your Holy Scripture. May its word be sweet as honey to our taste, and equip your church for the work to which you call it. Watch over us, O Lord. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. We lift our eyes, O Lord, to all who cry out day and night, all who wrestle in the night with faith and fear. Watch over us, O Lord. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. We lift our eyes, O Lord, with those whose labors are done. We give thanks for those whose life have inspired and whose memories fill us with praise. May we all come to see you face to face. Gracious Lord, let your people rejoice in you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have our hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. And we would like to remind you that COVID-19 is still among us. So please continue to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Wear your mask, especially in crowded areas, and strive to keep your distance. Please be safe. We leave you with a hymn, Standing on the Promises of Christ, our King.